As the Utah legislature begins its general session, Utah voters have indicated strengthening public education is among their top priorities, and that, of course, means money. What is the state of education funding in Utah, and where would any additional money come from? This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. We'll look at education funding from the perspective of one of the longest-serving members of the Utah legislature, State Senator Lyle Hilliard. We'll also hear from Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz. In December, Utah Foundation published a report entitled Getting By with Less, Two Decades of K-12 Education Revenue and Spending. The report examines what's happened to the large portion of Utah state revenue dedicated to support public schools. When Utah first adopted a state income tax in the 1930s, all of that revenue was dedicated to the support of schools. That money is allocated to local school districts based on a mechanism called the weighted pupil unit, essentially a fixed amount of funding from the state for each student. Prior to that time, local property taxes were the main support for schools, and Senator Hilliard says the original intent was to have that continue to be a more significant share of total funding.
In one of the sections in the code, it required local districts to pay 25% of the operation of their schools. And that was how the WPU was set, for the basic levy that you had to apply, and then the state would give you the other 75% from the other monies that came in. We repealed that on the basis that we don't want to fund public education. That's the only way locals could do it, is through property tax. That would have been a 25% rate. My understanding right now is the property tax going to public education is about 11%. So if we undid that and went back and said, no, you got to do as the original Constitution provided, 25%, we would more than double the property taxes going to public education.
Utah's state constitution posed another problem for state lawmakers. It did not allow any of the revenue from the income tax to be shared with the state's colleges and universities. That changed with an amendment approved by voters in 1996. It shared income tax revenue with higher education, but critics argue it also opened the door for diverting revenue because less money from sales tax and other general revenue sources was required for the state's colleges. In 2007, under the leadership of Governor John Huntsman, Utah also changed its income tax rates, replacing what had been a 7.5% rate for most taxpayers with a flat 5%. And the net effect of those changes over the past 20 years? The new Utah Foundation report says that works out to a $1.2 billion reduction of funds available annually for public K-12 education. That's about $2,000 per pupil, or an average of over $1.2 million for each of Utah's schools. Another way of looking at Utah's commitment to schools is the funding effort. Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz says that's based on the amount of state and local taxes paid by each Utah taxpayer compared to their personal income.
Well, back in the 1990s, we were spending about 5.5% of our incomes, or $55 per thousand of income, on funding K-12 schools in Utah. That was the seventh highest in the country. So we still had lowest per pupil funding, although it wasn't as far behind the other states as it is now. And people could honestly look at that and say, well, it's because we have large family sizes, but at least we're giving it all we've got. And so the seventh highest effort was pretty impressive back then. But over the years, it's been dwindling to where it's now 37th highest. So it's on the low end of all the states. And so we're no longer able to say, well, we're trying as hard as we can to fund the schools. It's just that we have large families.
And that 5.5% funding effort is now more like 4.5% of personal income. While it's true the Utah legislature has allocated hundreds of millions of dollars in new spending for K-12 education in recent state budgets, nearly all of that is eaten up by inflation and growth in the number of students. And Cruz says funding for other state programs hasn't suffered as much.
Almost everything else that the state government does, and local government, state and local put together, keeps pace with growth in the economy. And so if you chart these things out as separate lines, you know, there's a line for law enforcement, and there's a line for healthcare, and there's a line for higher education, and there's a line for transportation and all of that. They're all keeping even with personal income growth. So if you're doing it in proportion to personal income, those lines will be basically flat and they bump up and down a little bit. And K through 12 education is the only one that is going down in relation to personal income.
So what can be done about the declining commitment to funding Utah's public schools? If Senator Hilliard had his way, local districts would shoulder more of the burden with their own local property taxes. Some districts are better prepared to do that than others, and all of them hate having to explain a big tax increase when they adopt an annual budget. The state income tax is the other mechanism capable of a significant increase in funding, and that's what's being proposed by the group Our Schools Now. It's gathering signatures to put an initiative on the 2018 general election ballot that would raise Utah's income tax rate from its current 5% to about 5.8%. That would raise about $750 million, with 84% of that going to K-12 schools and 15% to higher education. Opponents such as Senator Hilliard are quick to point out that what looks like a small change in the tax rate would amount to a significant change in what people actually pay.
There's two important concepts on this petition. Number one, it's pretty clear what the rate would be. Pretty clear, you can tell people, if you vote for this, your income tax is going to go up 17%. The second thing you really have to sell, what are you buying for that?
Our Schools Now says the increased funding from the tax increase would be made available to schools based on an annual improvement plan approved by local districts. Hilliard thinks support for the plan from teachers groups, such as the Utah Education Association, will depend on whether salary increases make up a large part of the increased spending. Many other members of the Utah legislature share Hilliard's skepticism, and there appears to be little support for an income tax increase in this year's general session. A task force to study the issue is one possible alternative, but one that wouldn't propose specific solutions for the problem until well after the 2018 general election. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.